Obviously, the most significant change is the change of format, but that's brought about by the second most significant change, which is the change of date. It's not Easter, and it's going to be a West of Ireland Championship. Now, I think the more historically minded would tell me that that happened in the past, back in the 40s or 50s, and it was once held in August because it got snowed off or frosted off at Easter. But certainly in my lifetime of the last 23 odd years where I've been associated with the championship in one format or another, it's my first time that it won't be at Easter, which I'm quite happy about, because I'm actually going to have Easter holidays and I'm leaving the country for 2 weeks with my family, which is super. My wife is delighted and my kids are. So to the question, really, the format is changing because we don't have two bank holidays to play with. So people don't have the time off, and we had to be conscious of the impact that the change of date would have on the players. And, you know, okay, there's a lot of full-time elite student amateurs out there, but there's still a fair contingent of working men who are elite golfers who have to, you know, pay their way in life and don't have somebody bankrolling them at the moment. So it's a 72-hole stroke play. We decided the simplest thing to do was mimic the Irish Amateur Open, which is being staged 6 weeks later at County Sligo, which is a historic enough event for the club in its 125th year. And it just made sense to do it that way. It didn't require any deep negotiations between Connacht Golf, the GUI, and County Sligo. Very fortunate, Dr. Kevin Flanagan is captain of County Sligo this year. He's very well versed in GUI matters, having been Irish senior captain for 3 years, former Connacht interprovincial captain, and a family that's just steeped in Connacht Golf. So it was a real easy transition.
In terms of the format, it's stroke play, four rounds. People with a passing interest in golf listening, Enda, will be familiar with the pro game where the cut comes after two rounds and then you play Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. That's not the case with the West and the Irish Amateur Open.
Yeah, good observation. It's not. And again, it's player focused, because if players are going to make the commitment to come to the championship, we're going to give everybody three rounds of golf. You know, they pay their entry fee, they take time off work, whatever, they leave family, loved ones. So everybody's going to be guaranteed three rounds of golf. The cut will come after 54 holes, as it does for the Irish Amateur. Top 50 in ties, which is roughly will probably be about 35% of the field. The field is 132 players, same as the Irish Amateur. And it's attractive that way to the better players, because as well as wanting to be crowned West of Ireland champion, they also want Wagger points, World Amateur Golf Ranking. And that is the real driving force behind modern day amateur elite golf. And if they're playing 54 hole stroke play with players that are ranked in the top 500 or top 1000 in Wagger worldwide, then their chances of moving up that Wagger ranking is much improved. So again, it's player focused.
Are there any worries that the fact that the West is going to be stroke play and not match play this year, that it won't be as enjoyable a spectator sport this year?
Worries isn't probably the word I'd use. There'd be certainly, it will be different. I don't think that the stroke play is the reason it'll be different. I think it's the fact, again, as I referred to earlier, that we don't have the bank holidays. I, as you know, am a former secretary manager of County Sligo Golf Club for 3 years back in the mid-90s, and I know what it's like, the culture of the students and the 25 to 35 year old son or daughter coming home with the new boyfriend or the husband to the kids. And Easter's a very family orientated time in County Sligo. Those same people are still going to come to County Sligo at Easter, but I don't think they're going to come home a fortnight prior to that as well. I'm a father of two young daughters. I know what it's like to make those sort of decisions to go away for a weekend and the workload that goes with it. So I think that will impact, and I don't think it's the stroke play will impact. It's just the fact that we don't have Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, and there's no, everybody's still minding the chocolate, you know.
Is it the intention that the West will go back to its traditional format and date next
100%.
Year?
100%. This is completely and quite categorically a one-off decision just for the year that was in it. Okay. Yeah.
I know you're used to organising and coordinating and making sure the tournament runs smoothly, but you're a golf aficionado supporter yourself, and the calibre of golfer coming to Ross's Point, both for the West and the Irish Amateur Open, continues to climb.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, Austin, the change that's been in the quality of the players. And like, you have a situation at the moment where the handicap cutoff mark was actually plus 0.3. You know, it's bordering very close to actually being a scratch golfer cannot get into the championship. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened in the next year or two. That's down to, I suppose, the progress that's made at coaching levels, the actual genuine interest that's in the game following the likes of the Rory McIlroys, the Padraig Harrington, Shane Lowrys, you know, all of which we're very fortunate to have as past winners of the championship, which makes it attractive for people. You know, they, if it worked for those guys and that's how they developed and got better, you know, then that'll work for me. It's quite common that we would get the stray overseas entrant who's actually saw online somewhere, well, Rory played there, so I want to play there. You know, we have a couple of overseas entrants this year. Now, in most cases this year, they're there as a warmer-upper for the Irish amateur because it's also a Walker Cup year, and the only ranking event for Walker Cup selection in Ireland is the Irish amateur. So if you want to get your name up there with the selectors, you know, you want to be in County Sligo in mid-May, and you're going to get your best chance to play over the course, if you don't know it, by coming to the West.
To finish, Enda, Rob Brazil is back to defend his West title. The fact that the event is changing to stroke play, will that favour some players more than others, do you think, or does it make much
difference? 100%. I have no doubt the Keelan Raffertys and the Alex Gleesons, Sean Flanagan's, all these guys that are plus 4, plus 5 handicap, they're rubbing their hands because that nervous anxiety they have on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, playing somebody who qualified in 63rd or 4th spot, might, you know, good player in his own right, but there's the chance that over 18 holes they actually could take him out in the match play. Now that's gone. It's going to be the best man wins and the best golfer, and I've no doubt come 4 or 5 o'clock Sunday evening, 7th of April, that, you know, it'll be one of the Irish panel will be up there. I would be very, very surprised if we get anything outside of, you know, one of those guys being crowned champion this year.